Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
How tight you are with your coworkers might determine how you would answer this question. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Would you, in your office, ever let your coworkers call you in sick?
Well, it's happened to me. And now it's to the point where I just let you two know, like, all right, not feeling well. And then I get the text back. All right, what kind of sick are we talking here?
Right. Was there a fever?
Right.
No fever.
It's aches, like chills? It's like the no. Chris Cagle song, What Kind of Gone?
Yeah.
It's like, except it's what kind of sick?
Right.
What you kind remember of that? Sick yeah, are you? What kind of sick are we talking about here? That's right.
And I couldn't tell. Was she running to the bathroom?
Oh, hell.
Is she running for
might
ice packs?
Might not be good.
We actually, earlier this week, TJ was out for a day or two.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, you said, like on Saturday, you're like, guys, I feel really bad.
But it was not just that. It was, I don't want to come into work and get yelled at that I need to go home, which is what happened the last couple times you've been sick. Why are you here?
We
have the Lysol. We're like, get away.
Why didn't you tell us what kind of sick you were?
Kind of sick.
So now, I know we're not alone. 585-252-9233. If you have someone sick in your life, do you not say what kind of sick are you?
And do you offer up that you're sick? So, like, our guy, we had a guy weekend down at the ranch last weekend. So, it's me and my three friends, and we had the week planned earlier, but it was super windy, and we bailed on it because it's no fun being outside in the wind. So, we said, okay, this following weekend. And my buddy Scott sent us a text really early on Saturday morning going, guys, I'm going to give you the option. I feel up to it, but I'm sick. My wife has been sick all week in bed. I'm getting something. Do you want me to come?
Oh, hell. What kind of sick are we talking about?
That's exactly
here?
What we said. I answered with a couple of questions. Do you have runny nose? Yeah. Do you cough and hack it? Yeah. Fever? No fever. Aches? No aches. So it sounded like a cold to me.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'm willing to take that risk. But if he was saying, oh, I got a fever, but I still feel up to it. No, we'll just reschedule. But here in this room, we have this like unwritten rule that if you feel bad, you need to check with your coworker, because we're sitting in a room with each other, breathing on each other for hours on end. And it's kind of like if one of us gets sick, usually we all get sick. So it's kind of like, well, you took those 2 days off. I'm fine. Hope is fine. I think we dodged
right.
it.
Yeah, you did. Because I was the kind of sick where...
You would have come in on Monday, wouldn't you?
Yes. That's why I texted you Sunday night, because I'm like, I'm going to get up tomorrow feeling like this, and they're going to kick me out of work. I already knew.
We've kicked you out.
You've kicked me out a couple times.
But you come in here like, guys,
I keep coming in there. I'm fine.
The great news. The court of public opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Copo, we're headed to Webster, where life is worth living. People in Webster have raised concerns about businesses attaching advertising signs to traffic signs. Kate wrote in, this has become a huge problem in Webster. What is the county doing about the proliferation of these signs, which are at best a zoning violation and worse, illegal? Question mark. 252-WBEE, 252-9233.
I guess I don't understand. What do you mean businesses on signs? Like a sticker?
So they are affixing actual signs.
Like a flyer.
Like 2 square foot signs.
Okay.
They're zip tying them to like yield signs and stop signs.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, for me, it's a quality of life thing. Is it the end of the world if they're there? No. Do you want your entire neighborhood mucked up with signs everywhere there's a post? That's what's going to happen if this isn't curtailed.
What a first world problem.
I sound like an old angry old guy.
I don't understand how it's different than like when someone has their roof done and someone puts a yard sign up. Like, I get it's public property,
That's in your yard.
Yeah, but I, as a person driving on the road, it's in my line of vision.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And that's what you're complaining about, is that people have to see it, that there's signs everywhere. There's signs already all over the place.
But
there's,
I think, billboards. In your yard is different, because you're not going to let your yard get mucked up with a zillion signs. That sometimes you get a discount for allowing them to put that sign in your yard. So somebody's probably like, okay, you're going to take $100 off my roof if you put this sign up for a week? I'll take that. But it's not a zillion signs.
Can I ask an honest question? Would this even be an issue if it weren't Webster?
Oh, hot take. Oh.
You
no,
people on the west side don't care?
Honestly,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, this is, you know, this is a conversation that...
I got some Billy Kid fan club signs I'm going to come and drop in your front yard.
Go ahead.
I'm going to attach them to your mailbox.
Go ahead.
The swamp sign, the swamp ahead sign, I'm going to attach it to that, too. All right, 252-9233. Do you care about the signs? Is this an issue for you? Let us know. It's the Court of Public Opinion.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, we're headed to Webster, where life is worth living, and people who live in Webster are concerned about businesses attaching advertising signs to traffic signs. Kate wrote in, "This has become a huge problem in Webster. What is the county doing about the proliferation of these signs, which are at best a zoning violation and worse, illegal?" Let's head over to the phones, 252-WBEE.
I'm so inundated with advertising that any more put up drives me nuts.
Oh, really? So this, this bugs you?
100%. You know what bugs me worse than that? And that is definitely an eyesore, is those vehicles that are allowed to park on the overpass as you're driving on the expressway, and they can leave their vehicles there for free advertising, like a giant billboard across the bridge.
Yeah.
That's up here on 490.
Yeah,
there's a couple on the bridges.
Yeah. And there was actually, there was a news story about that, and people were complaining, but there's nothing you can do about it because it's public parking. So anybody could park a vehicle up there. You could beat them to the punch and block them, but then you got to get to where you're going.
Yeah, I think they're permanently there, though. I don't know if you can beat them to the punch. If I was rich, I would buy every billboard, and then I would paint it the color of the background. So you would see trees and all that kind of stuff.
Just be blue like the sky.
All right, bunch of texters, 252-9233. Street signs are for safety, not spam.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it is kind of spam, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's advertising at its lowest, spammiest form. Another texter says, "Nothing says I run a professional business quite like a crooked piece of cardboard with some duct tape on a sign."
This texter says, "Touch grass, LOL."
It's my favorite text that's come in.
Touch grass.
Another one says, "I don't believe you can put things in traffic control devices by state law." That's true. And who cares? Grow up. There are worse things going on in the world right now.
That was my take, but that's not a very good judge if everything brought before my court.
Well, you were like, if this happened anywhere other than Webster, would it actually be a problem?
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be. We wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, it's where life is worth living.
I guess.
Where life is worth living, they don't have signs attached to traffic
things
signs.
Things are an issue.
It's kind of throwing off an HOA vibe for the whole town.
Kind of.
Well, I'm an HOA nightmare, so that's probably
why
I don't care.
That's why you don't live in one, right? All right, how are we going to judge this one? Based on the handful of text messages we got, phone call we got, take your signs down or go ahead and put them up?
Take them down is what it sounds like.
You think?
Yes.
All right, that's what we're going with.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.